Nowadays, just about everything is connected to the internet, it seems. Refrigerators telling you whether you're out of milk or not. Well, there's all sorts of things going on. Our cars are talking. Everything wants to get on and have a conversation on the internet. Well, that's sometimes called the Internet of Things. And a couple people in studio with us right now who are going to tackle this whole thing head on. And as a matter of fact, point to the fact that Michigan, in many ways, is a perfect place for us to be to talk about IoT, Internet of Things. I'm talking about somebody who's a regular visitor to our program here. That's Mike Brennan. Mike, welcome.
Thanks, Foster. It's good to be in the studio for a change.
It is. It's good to have your smiling face here. Mike is the host of the MI Tech News. That's your great source for technology and entrepreneurial news. And also M Squared TechCast, which is a broadcast that's heard on the Podcast Detroit Network. And if you can listen to it live as well on Mondays, excuse me, from 3 o'clock until
4
o'clock.
3 to 4.
And that's exactly live on. And one of the people that you will probably have heard on there every month is somebody who's in our studio with us. We're delighted to have with him. That's Rick Beckers, who is the president of Cloud Tech One. Rick, good to have you here.
It's good to be here, Foster.
Thank you so much for joining us in studio. Let's first of all, Rick, let's talk about, and Mike, feel free to chime in on this as well. What is the Internet of Things? I kind of, you know, give a broad expression of that, but is everything really connected, Rick?
Well, it is, and it can be.
That's probably the point.
So many things are coming online now that can be consumer-based, commercial-based, government-based. They can be wired, wireless, machine-to-machine. You know, there's just autonomous vehicles, for instance.
Mm.
And it's invading and becoming pervasive in every industry. And the reason why we're tackling it, if you will, is because we think that Detroit and Michigan in general has a step up in terms of leadership because of the autonomous vehicle.
Mm.
We think that we have tremendous talent in this area. And mm-hmm. so what we want to do is talk about it, bring it out into the open, and get all the players working together to educate each other and improve the economy in Michigan using the Internet of Things as a jumping off point, if you will.
Now, you plan on pulling together a conference in October, probably a first ever conference here in this area, if I'm not wrong. It's going to be called IoT Connect, am I right?
IoT Tech Connect.
Tech Connect, pardon me. Tech Connect. And if you go to our website, internetadvisor.net, there's a little image in there of IoT storm warning. Hail the new biz at lightning speed. And if you click on that, it'll take you to a website that'll tell you more about the conference coming up. Mike, when's that going to be?
I believe that's October 11th and 12th. I don't want to add, Rick just came back literally last night from a big IoT conference in California. He was out there all week getting some ideas for what we can do for our conference this October.
So tell me about what you experienced out there, Rick.
Well, I went out there because I'm a member of a media organization, a national media organization, and the event was a four-day event in San Jose. There must have been 250 vendors, 11,000 attendees.
Ooh.
There was pretty much every flavor of IoT out there that you can imagine, except for they didn't have a real big play on the autonomous vehicles, which I was kind of surprised. But there were vendors of all kinds, from the microchip folks to the software folks and security folks, of course.
Yeah.
There were sessions, and I did some speaking out there and some moderating that were based on some of the startups that are out there that are bringing out new and unique offerings. One that particularly interested me that I moderated was a high school, Dublin High School, I believe it was. The teacher actually had incorporated the Internet of Things into her daily teachings, and each one of these kids had created an IoT project with an actual entrepreneurial path that spoke to them actually developing how they were going to sell this to the general public.
What kind of things did they develop, just to give our audience some a sense of what IoT is, and practically speaking, where they would find it?
Sure. I mean, one of them was a dual-layered fish environment with hydroponics on the top, and the IoT device actually monitored the temperatures and the pH of the water and all these unique things. Another one had to do with monitoring the frost on the windshield of a vehicle. And it was basic, but it gave you notifications as to whether or not that vehicle was ready for you to drive. and get in it and could do other things.
But these are coming from high school kids.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing worse than stepping into a car and the windows aren't defrosted. I mean, I agree with that. That's a great idea.
They were very unique, and I was very impressed. So that's something we're going to incorporate.
Yeah, we're going to borrow liberally from that and really put a big, strong focus on autonomous vehicles, on mobile technology, all the things that we're really strong on here in the state. I'd like to get some travel and tourism stuff going, agribusiness. I mean, all the things that drive Michigan, they're all getting plugged into the IoT and will be plugged in if they're not already. And a lot of people just don't understand, okay, so what do I do? What does this mean? What do I got to buy? And we're hoping that with this trade show that we're going to have in October, that'll answer a lot of those questions.
Oh, that is really cool. I'm just curious, Cal and Ned, can you think of a way or a place in your daily routine that the Internet of Things has inserted itself? I'm just curious.
Vending machines.
Oh, really?
You go to vending machines and they'll have, well, they have Visa and they accept Visa and debit now, so they're actually connected.
Oh, that's right. That's true. It's another way of doing it. Yeah.
There are so many different ways that you don't even realize.
Yeah, I mean,
probably it, isn't it, Rick? Yeah.
You see it so much now that it gets to a point that you can't even just say one thing in particular. At least it seems like darn near everything is. If they can just get my toilet paper roll to the Internet of Things.
If I can look at my wife to put it on the correct way.
Sounds like a business idea to me.
And I say that jokingly, but then I have a question for our guest, and that is, where is the point where we stop Internetting things?
The point at which, if you're asking me, the point at which you stop has everything to do with security.
Okay.
All right. Commerce is commerce. Capitalism is capitalism. Convenience is convenience. And that's what drives all of these things to create an economy, obviously. But you can't do that and give up on the security because we've already heard today that security, you know, without it anyway.
Well, you know, if you want to think about it, that was an excellent question. At what point do you stop? Well, think of it as electricity. Why would I want an electric, you know, washing machine? I can turn this crank just fine and wring out my clothes. At what point, you know, why do you have to electrify everything? Well, I mean, it's the same thing.
Go ahead.
So I guess it depends on the need, the commerce, the value, or just the trust in that particular device to go whether or not it need to be internet
enabled.
I think we're forgetting here is the driving force behind this are the millennials, who are the most connected generation ever.
That's
and
true.
They want to connect everything to the internet for one reason or another because that's their environment they live in.
The only problem with the millennials is, unfortunately, they want all the connectivity, but they don't really understand the ramifications and the values and
security,
the dangers of that connectivity, they're trading off for. They're just saying, just connect me.
I kind of hope that they get what Kasdan was talking about. There's a different mindset that begins to enter into the millennials, if you will, or maybe it'll come from their older generation.
I will bet you dollars to donuts the thing that's going to make millennials think more about it is going to be some sort of catastrophic problem.
In my mind, I think that you're going to find that a lot of the consumerism that comes out of IoT is actually going to have the security built in.
It's got to,
Because the exposure of the organization that is selling you whatever the subscribed service is way too high for them not to bake that stuff in. Almost everything that you see that's coming out consumer-based and a lot of commercial-based stuff is subscription-based. You know, it's pay-as-you-go. I want it for a period of time, and then I don't want it after that. And you're not going to go through all of those steps to, as a consumer anyway, personally secure the thing. You want to know that the entity that's delivering it to you has done so.
An extreme example of this going fluey was that IoT botnet attack, a couple of months ago, where they were seizing control of the thermostats and the smart homes and all these other devices, and they were using those for a DDoS attack, which they then used to bring down a lot of sites on the East Coast that were major distribution points for a lot of different services and things.
So you can sneak in those little doors.
Yeah,
if they're not secure.
Because the password is admin123 or something, something crazy.
Oh,
and people, it's a default, and people don't reset it. And the bad guys know this, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, you know, in the early days of setting up a wireless router, it was like that.
I was going to say, that was exactly what came to my mind.
Yeah. And then now, when you power them up, they actually step you through the secured process.
Yep. Usually. All of the firewalls are next-genning. They're using unified threat management. Even the consumer-based stuff that's coming out is going to have a higher level of security built into it, you know, for the purpose of they know that there's going to be so many other devices put on that home network. And so in the past, it wasn't really anything that anybody would focus on except for a denial of service attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was a distributed denial of service attack. And it was created by the fact that they could get to those devices, dumb devices, and then utilize them to send back
yep.
messaging to the larger
right,
website
right.
and then knock it down.
So the problem was wasn't with the device itself, but using it as
right.
a tool for that. Rick Beckers is, by the way, the person you're just listening to. He is the president of Cloud Tech One and was with us in studio, as well as Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And together, they are organizing a conference, first one ever, in this area of Detroit, or in this area of Michigan, I should say, on October 10th and 11th. It's going to be called the IoT Tech Connect Conference. And that's, again, going to be taking place in early October. You'll be hearing more about it, but we thought we'd have him in today to talk about that. Mike, maybe just quickly, where is this going to be taking place, and how can people who might be interested, let's say, listening now, getting their product involved?
The Marriott in Troy, right?
That's correct.
Rick's team is helping to set this up. It's actually the 11th and the 12th. The setup is on the night of the 10th, and then there's going to be a cocktail gala on the 11th. And what we're doing is reaching out to all the groups I work with and say, well, this is our IoT event. If you have members, if you have interest in IoT, we want to hear from you. We want you to join us, participate. Make it a Michigan-centric focus. And then we're going to be doing, of course, this is my thing, we're going to be shooting a lot of video. So we might do live streaming, but certainly after the fact on demand, this stuff
Excellent.
Will be available. If you can't attend, then we'll get you covered on the video.
Excellent. And again, that is going to be taking, if you go to internetadvisor.net, our homepage, you can go to... you can click on the IoT storm warning as one of the ways of getting there. And there's also another connection down in what you'll see it in bold type. It says IoT Tech Connect. You can click on that and go back to that website and find out more information about that. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll give some of the headlines you've got with MI Tech News and then maybe wrap things up talking a little bit more with you, Rick Beckers, about what Cloud Tech One is.
Be happy to
and
do so.
How you tie all this together with your company as well.